Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On July 29th, 1981, Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer marry at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History. It was styled as the wedding of the century, but it led to one of the most famously poor public marriages of the same era. The British royal family is a peculiar source of perennial American interest, but I actually don't think it all that peculiar. Since at least the age of Victoria and Albert in the mid-19th century, the family has served to meet a universal human need for narrative, and those narratives often involve the passions and actions of the seemingly great. Homer told the story of the Trojan War in part through the joys and agonies of Priam and Hector and Achilles. Several of Shakespeare's most enduring plays are about the heads that wear the crown, or wish to. It was Prince Albert's insight that the durability of constitutional monarchy could be enhanced if the royal family appeared to be an ideal version of the ordinary English family, if its manners and morals served as a kind of unfolding example for the nation. Well, he got that. There were other schools of thought. The writer and editor Walter Badgett wrote, "Above all things, our royalty is to be reverenced, and if you begin to poke about it, you cannot reverence it. Its mystery is its life. We must not let in daylight upon magic." Daylight, though, proved essential to preserving the monarchy through the storms of modernity, especially in the 20th century. The fall of so many royal houses and the cataclysm of the First World War put a particular burden on the British version. The house even changed its name from the Germanic Saxe-Coburg to the British Windsor to avoid any unpleasant associations with one of Victoria's grandsons, the Kaiser. The scandal and abdication of Edward VIII in 1936 over his insistence on marrying an American divorcee, Wallis Simpson, showed that the best path forward was somewhere between Albert's and Badgett's, that publicity was essential, but the story needed to be controlled as best it could. As devotees of the Netflix drama The Crown, and I am among that number, know well, storm after storm has struck the House of Windsor, and yet it survives. One of the most existential storms began on this day in 1981, when Charles, the Prince of Wales and heir to the throne, married Lady Diana Spencer, a woman much his junior. The wedding was everything it was supposed to be, a storybook affair at St. Paul's Cathedral, presided over by the Archbishop of Canterbury with an Anglican dignity. The resulting marriage, of course, was deeply unhappy. The couple was ill-matched. Charles read aloud to Diana on their honeymoon from a favorite mystic philosopher. She hated country sports, and her own emotional issues, including eating disorders, were terrible, as was the prince's failure to move on from his first and current love, Camilla Parker Bowles, now the Duchess of Cornwall and presumptive queen consort. The ultimate divorce and Diana's death in a Paris car crash in 1997 were, however, storms that the royal house endured. Why? Or better put, how? Perhaps because the public is rather more sophisticated than some observers might think. They endure divorce. They endure embarrassment. They endure shadow as well as savoring the sun. And because of that, because royalty is at once a mirror and a maker of culture, the story unfolds still. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.